One more day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Here it is, the last day of a year nobody wants to remember. And so, of course, we're spending it trying to guess our place in the vaccine line and debating whether Americans who've been COVIDed out of their jobs should get reimbursed. But you know what might help? If people followed their principles. Suppose, for example, the anti-vaccine people just identified themselves up front so we know who not to vaccinate. If a big chunk of the population has no intention of getting it, we wouldn't have to be so stingy about rolling it out. Same with the $2,000 checks. Some people are just philosophically opposed to government handouts. So insert a simple clause into the bill that any American philosophically opposed to the $2,000 is free to give it back. Imagine the message that would send if the people who say they oppose bailouts boycotted the program. We have this one-size-fits-all approach that assumes everybody who might need government help actually wants it. Maybe they don't. The last thing a government should do is force a needle into your arm or a stimulus into your pocket if you don't want it. And the beautiful thing about this approach is that just as you get the right to refuse help, the people who do want the help get the right to accept it. If we approach it that way, 2021 could be 100% better than 2020. Okay, 50. I'll even take 10. We'll be back to normal by Easter. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.